is Free Talk Live. We are now in the third hour of tonight's program. We are live here on Sunday evening, and my name is Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we're so glad to be with you. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call about anything that's on your mind. We do have a couple of calls on the line, but if you have your thoughts that you want to lend to us, you can call us at 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line.
You can go to cam.freetalklive.com and see the show being done. There's a chat room there where you can interact with the other folks. Hey, look, we're not doing anything in that chat. We're not policing that chat room. Whatever goes on that chat room is your business. But it's at cam.freetalklive.com.
It's like Vegas.
Well, what happens
it,
in the free
I wish it stayed in the chat
room. Yeah, I wish it was going to say. We do actually put video archives of the show up on YouTube as well. I think, what is the YouTube channel for Free Talk Live, Mark?
Oh, I don't know. Search Free Talk Live.
Yeah, that's a good move. All right. So we've got a couple of calls on the line. Let's talk first with Chris listening in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Hey, Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
First, I can't believe, Mark, you killed your grandmother. That's messed up.
I didn't kill my grandmother. So awful, isn't it, that root beer story?
It was a horrible story, but it's also, like, I couldn't help but laugh because it's kind of funny and shocking.
Yeah, and it was my great grandmother, and it was a really, you know, for me for a few years, it was really a terrible thing.
Yeah,
I'm sure. I was making a little bit light out of it, but
yeah, I know.
Going back to the government situation, I think basically it's going to stay this way for the end of time, as long as this government is around, and even, you know, other governments around the world, the whole oligarchy thing. It's just the way it is, you know. It's rich people have the power because money controls the world, and that's just it, you know. It's like when you go to your job, basically, you know, you're at the mercy of your boss, for most people anyway, and it's kind of...
Let me ask you this.
I guess.
There's an interesting thought process coming around. Now, let's say that 3D printers become available. They become relatively cheap in the same way that plasma TVs went from $5,000 to $500 for big plasma.
Right.
And you can, you know, a 3D printer will then create another 3D printer. So you can buy one and give one to your neighbor or your friend or your relative or whatever. And then they can make one and send it off. And so you basically handle, and by the way, the 3D printer can make solar cells. So that you can then take your house off the grid. So once, I mean, like, it may really diminish the cost of things, and you may be able to make ends meet with far less and have a, you know, sort of reasonable middle class, what we would call a middle class lifestyle now, by not having to work much at all. And I wonder what that would do for the world. Now, maybe technology will drag us out of this whole master-servant paradigm that's been around since the agrarian revolution.
Well, that's a great concept, but if you think about it in the same light, if you come up with a 3D printer that starts making things, I guess, easier for you to come off the grid, which is a good way, I guess, to put it. I think then government or state, or there's going to be more regulation towards that printer, or there are going to be laws made about that printer.
Or they'll use it to print bombs or something.
Right. There'll be a negative reaction to the positive reaction. You know what I mean? I think that's the ultimate outcome of a situation like that.
And I think that that's possible. I think that's possible, but I think that the internet makes it that much more difficult now to do it. For instance, there's this guy named Hero in ancient Egypt that created a steam engine, but he didn't. It was just a sort of a novelty that kind of flew around the room. And in Greece, in that short little piece in Greece, I can't remember who it was, but Peloponnesians of some sort or another, they created a train track, but there was no engine to run it, so they sort of rolled these things across a track in Greece. If somebody would have had the communication to be able to combine these two pieces of technology together, it would have changed the world. Communication is the most important part here. If that 3D printer does get created, there's nothing that's going to be able to stop somebody from downloading a schematic of it and printing it up at some point, and it's going to spread virally. I think it will spread virally.
Well, at the same time, but then it's a matter of what you're making and whether or not it's going to be legal or not. You know, when it first comes out, there would probably be no law against it because it hasn't been done yet. But once something starts getting mass produced through, say, a 3D printer, I guarantee there would be a law to come out if it's printing out things that are against what, I guess, politicians or lawmakers.
Yeah, that might be a really important point, because government does always take a while to sort of catch on to new technology. Like, they're not exactly the fastest with Bitcoin is a great example. I mean, we had several years of relative freedom with Bitcoin before they really started to try to regulate it.
Once it got popular, then they're now attempting to regulate it.
Right,
but don't forget there's
that first mover kind of advantage, though.
But there's that 3D gun. The government can make all the laws it wants against this 3D gun, but the 3D gun's on the internet. You can print this thing out,
right.
And
there'll still be people making them.
Yeah.
Then the government's power sort of exists in people's minds. You know, it's only like how scared are people that the government's going to get them if they do something illegal. And I think, you know, there's kind of a good case to be made that, like, people are so used to being scoff laws. I mean, like, we break laws every day.
Downloading music. They don't even go after people for that anymore.
I was actually just going to bring up that point is music is, you know, you're saying in the opposite sense of it, as far as music goes, I've been a musician also. And over the years, it's a lot different now with even the way that people listen to music. And that's all because of technology. And it hasn't been good for the music industry or for the musician, or I think even for people as far as, like, kids today, they're not playing instruments as much because you don't have to anymore. You know, you can basically go on your computer and have a virtual guitar, drums, or whatever you want. And, you know, you can make a song on your laptop and never have to learn an instrument or a lick of music or read anything anymore. And that's not necessarily a good thing for music, I think.
Well, I don't know, because at the same time, you're getting exposure to artists that would have never made it into the, you know, the controlled EMI, BMG and whoever else. I think it's important to bring up that, I mean, technology, the digital world as we know it, is laughing, I think, at every economic law and every political law, political regulation. I think economics, in my opinion, goes out the door the instant you enter the digital realm. Bitcoin, they say, it follows these economic laws. I don't think so. I think it breaks them all. And no one saw it coming, or at least not really. And so I think when the government tries to legislate a lot of these things, like, there's no, you can't, you'd have to declare. I mean, just look at the tetrahedron that Bitcoin is, in that you call it property, but it's actually like seven other things. You can't legislate it that way. And so I think the government, there's just no way they're ever going to be able to really legislate this technology because it breaks all the rules.
Yeah, I think government's the old technology and the internet's a new one.
Yeah, and they're going to trip over themselves constantly. It's going to fall up, and it's going to fall apart on its own weight when it keeps trying to, suddenly they're just going to legislate their own existences, you know, out of existence.
Right. Chris, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your perspective, and feel welcome to call us back anytime. Let's talk to Jay, listening in Williston, North Dakota. Hey, Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick question to you guys about internet anonymity and
being anonymous. Sure.
You know, online. Yeah, everything. What do you guys do personally, or what would you do? What would you recommend to someone who... Someone like me, I don't want to do anything that's illegal, but I do want to, you know, contact people for political reasons, have discussions, send emails back and forth. I know no one
sure.
really cares what I'm doing in the long run, but I just, something I think
it's a good
about.
Thing to practice.
Oh, yeah, because they can always get you for something. Jay, hold on the line if you would, and we'll talk about this further in moments here on Free Talk Live. I'm sure Brian has some stuff to say.
Yeah, I got some thoughts on that.
Done some research on this. This is the Sunday show of Free Talk Live.
Every Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with Bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And freetalklive.com is where you go to find our website. We actually have a feature that integrates with Reddit on the front of the Free Talk Live website where you can suggest show prep to us, and you can kind of send in your own stories and vote them up or vote them down based on how interesting you think they are, and look at other people's as well. And to do that, all you just do is go to freetalklive.com, and you'll see it right there on the front of the page.
You'll need both a Free Talk Live account and a Reddit account. It's really easy, and we walk you through it, but that is the reality.
Cool. All right. 855-450-3733 is the number to call tonight if you want to weigh in with your thoughts on anything we've been talking about tonight or anything you want to bring up that's a new topic. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Those are the ProXPN phone lines for Free Talk Live. And let's go back to Jay, listening in Williston, North Dakota. Hey, Jay, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yep. So my question was, how would you guys stay anonymous online for searching, but also emailing? And I'm also kind of curious. I don't know much about it, but Bitcoin, I think one of your advertisements talks about where you can download or whatever, get your Bitcoins, and it's anonymous. Or how does that work? And what level of confidence can you really have that you know, if something happens in the future, let's say someone in your audience becomes a political force, someone that the government would want to highlight and manipulate and say, hey, you know, we know you've done this, and we can look at your search history or something and to kind of diminish their potency politically. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
Yeah, totally. Brian, what do you think about that?
Sure. To start off with the communication thing, I mean, I recommend if you're talking about like maybe political hot topics, I definitely recommend using Tor. Okay, which is, I think you can go to torproject.org and you can download an entire package that gives you access to Tor. It'll have its own web browser and
it's
everything.
It's pretty easy. I've done it. It's slower than Christmas, though.
Right. I definitely there's degrees to how far you can go with this. But as far as, like, communicating, email is, by and large, there's a messaging service called OTR where you can kind of encrypt what you're saying, and it's really good encryption. But email encryption and using email is really the only really secure way to do it, to where nobody's going to see what's in it using something called PGP. And there's a great extension for Firefox and for Chrome called Mailvelope that will encrypt your email address, or that'll really easily set up encrypting email through Gmail or GMX or Yahoo Mail.
Is that based
or take
on
any...
PGP?
Yes, it is PGP encryption.
Okay.
And it's super simple to set up.
Yeah.
It's a really, really great thing to do.
If you don't want to use Mailvelope, I'm actually a voiceover artist, and I have worked on a project which I narrated, which is a tutorial about how to set up PGP encryption with your Gmail. Mm. Like, if you just search encrypted Gmail tutorial, you'll probably find this video. It's like the first one that comes up.
Yeah. But, I mean, really, the best way to, totally anonymize yourself, and I don't recommend, as far as anonymity, it's pretty tough to do with any kind of Android or iOS device. The best, have a computer and just when you get on Tor, when you use Tor, just pretend you are somebody else. Just use it, change your whole mindset and everything. That's what I do when I get on Tor.
Because otherwise you get sloppy.
Yeah, I'm not Brian Sovereign. I mean, I pretend I'm somebody else.
That sounds
entirely.
So much harder to do.
I don't know. It's fun. You can make it fun. And, I mean, if you wanted to do that sort of thing. But that's the level that I think you have to go to. And also...
Splitting your personality. That's the level
not necessarily your personality, but, just like your name, just thinking differently.
Just use one of the other voices in your head.
You can also use those throwaway email accounts not Hushmail, but there's
Hushmail is pretty good because they only want like you know, a username and a password.
Right.
You
and
know,
then
so that's
so
pretty throwaway.
You can use that over and over again to, you know, to do whatever.
But Hushmail will give information to cops.
Right. But if you're pretending to be somebody else.
If you're on Tor with ProXPN, you know, you're hooking up to Tor through ProXPN.com, it doesn't matter what they give them.
Right.
You know, they can give them all that gobbledygook. They'll never know anything.
Yeah.
Sure. And it wasn't Brian who did it. It was Harry Brian.
Yeah,
it was
this other guy. Yeah.
It was Harry.
So, I mean, what do you think about that so far?
Yeah, that sounds good. Did you say ProXPN? Is that, what is that?
That's a VPN service, and they're great.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, you want to be running that anyway, whether you're anonymizing or not. I think that's a good thing to run pretty much all the time.
So you would use not only Tor, but a VPN plus Tor? Brian?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd use a VPN all the time, whether you're yourself or, you know, someone else, and then Tor is when you want to use this anonymous identity.
And I have one other suggestion, Jay. You asked about Bitcoin, and there's a friend of ours who actually has written a book called The Anonymous Bitcoin Book, and it's at anonymousbitcoinbook.com. That is like a whole guide to using Bitcoin anonymously. So it's probably a little too complicated to sum up on the air, but I would say that book is really solid.
Yeah, it looks like a great read.
If I could just kind of bring up one kind of scenario for you, because this is what I often wonder about, the whole idea of being anonymous and how deep it can go. I was watching the news a couple months ago, and they talked about how the DEA or whoever, they busted people using the Silk Road, and they mentioned specifically that they were using it through Tor and using bitcoins. And so I'm kind of curious, like, you know, where does, if people really want, obviously something that I'm talking to someone about politics or whatever, and in the immediate, you know, and right now no one really cares, no one's going to devote resources to this, but if they really want to get to you, it pretty much, is there nothing that you can do? There's nothing.
If they know your name, like if they know who they want to look at, yeah, there's nothing you can do. I like bringing up this point because it's kind of a fun and scary one at the same time, is that if you go to Snopes and you type in mosquito drone, Snopes is going to say, we can't prove or disprove that this thing exists.
What is a mosquito drone?
A mosquito drone is a drone the size of a mosquito, controlled, radio controlled, that has a camera on it. And guess what? There's no encryption that stops a camera. Okay, I mean, that's just, that's how it is.
How does it have a battery?
Yeah, well, that's why I don't believe it.
Does it have a little fusion engine?
Yeah, well, problem.
Things are getting better, and how much does it take to, you know, power that little bit of business? I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, flight would be the thing. I mean, that's the thing, right? But the problem is that, you know, Snopes is this internet community, worldwide community, that is gauged on, or, you know, that is dead set on disproving things, and they can't. That's a problem.
Well, I know even that just when you type a key on your keyboard, there is an electromagnetic signal that emanates from your computer, and if someone had the right equipment, they could detect what you're typing right then and there. They'd have to be, you know, in a truck parked next to your house, but if they wanted to, they could do it, so... I guess
that's so.
Depends on
this is accurate, but then I mean, like that's kind of possible. I don't know where it's been done, but then my recommendation for that is learn Dvorak.
Jay, thank you so much for the call tonight. It's an alternative keyboard.
Back taxes. Listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. Free Talk Live, of course, is a 7-night-a-week show, and we are here on Sunday doing a show for you. And we, of course, is Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark. Oh, you know, we moved here for the Free State Project. We picked up our lives. And now, Stephanie, you basically went to an Ivy League college here in
grad school. Yeah.
Yeah. But, here in New Hampshire.
But I could have gone to some other grad school. I chose to come here.
You really roughed it at Dartmouth.
Yeah. But, you know, I really like living in New Hampshire. The real reason I came here was because I wanted to live here, and I stayed after grad school. Yep. So,
and we picked up, Ian and I picked up and moved from Florida. Brian, you from New York?
Yes.
And, you know, the idea is...
Me all the way from Massachusetts.
All the way from Massachusetts. And the idea is to, you know, move as many liberty-loving individuals to one state as possible, and that's what the Free State Project's about, and you can go find out about it at freestateproject.org. But I've really kind of been wondering this thing for the last couple of days. And you know, I'll get some new idea and chew on it for a while, and this is just kind of how my mind works. But there are, look, for instance, I was told by a person of the sort of liberal persuasion how great Denmark was. And I've heard this about Sweden and a variety of other, you know, Western European countries and how those places there really work. And I wonder to myself, if I believed that, why the hell wouldn't you pick up and move there?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not being mean. I'm really asking that question.
Mm-hmm.
Because the opportunity came up in the form of the Free State Project for me to live around, not a place where the ideas of liberty actually work, but just where the promise, where they might work.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked up and moved. And I don't, like, I kind of wonder why?
Mm-hmm.
My uncle is a tried, dyed-in-the-wool Republican. Every issue, every time he comes down on the Republican side, he lives in Silicon Valley, California.
Wow.
And
why?
Well, he gets all kinds of frustration because, as you can imagine, you know, like, it's frustrating to live in California.
You almost wonder if that's on purpose. Like, why wouldn't you, like,
to beat himself
the
up?
The door is open, you know.
You could go anywhere in the world and, you know, live this utopian dream. Now, I don't know where the Republican utopia is.
I was going to say Texas.
Texas is probably about as close as you can get. You couldn't get elected anywhere besides maybe Austin as a Democrat in, mm-hmm, Texas, and it's a pretty Republican place. Most of their the fights are in the primary season as opposed to the general elections. That's one place. I'm certain there are other places. Ireland is kind of conservative in many ways and rather fiscally and socially conservative. Mm-hmm. There's another thought. But I just kind of wonder, if you believe that your ideas are good, why wouldn't you, A, look around the world to find a place where they most closely represent those ideas?
Right.
And, B, if you knew about it, why wouldn't you pick up and move?
Mm.
And this is really the question that I have for people. I really want to know. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Tell me. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm honestly befuddled. If you're a, you know, progressive type and you believe that Denmark is the place to live, why not go?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, no, I think it's a fair question.
Now,
I mean,
oftentimes,
immigration could be an issue for some people. It's harder to immigrate to some places than others.
It's supposed to be quite easy there, and as an American, you can work. So, I mean, that's immigration, right, honestly isn't an issue in
but
Denmark.
The U.S. is still going to claim that you owe them taxes, of course.
You can cease to be, you can work towards...
You can
towards
give up your U.S. citizenship.
Giving up your U.S. citizenship. And honestly, the U.S. government is unlikely to do anything to you unless you come back to the United States. Mm-hmm. So if you, you know, actually picked up and moved, then, you know, that problem would be solved. But, yes, if you want to come back and visit family, you're going to have to continue to pay the money that the government believes. But that's only if you make more than $100,000 in a year, and the average person isn't going to make that no matter where they go. So...
I thought it was $80,000.
It was.
Oh, and they changed it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I think it might have gone up to 90, but it's certainly gone up from 80.
Okay. Didn't know that.
I am not a tax professional. You need to consult with your tax professional when dealing with these things. But, you know, these are kind of the things I wonder. They tell libertarians all the time, hey, if you don't like it here, move to Somalia. Well, I'm not sure that I'm looking for a tribal society. The UN and the U.S. have done everything to destabilize for the last 30 years. If I wanted that, then I probably would move to Somalia.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that Somalia is libertopia.
I mean, to Zomia.
I'm not sure what that is.
That's, Zomia is an area around the Himalayas,
okay,
between like China, India, and all that. And it's a region. It's not a country, but mm-hmm, it is a well-known region that actually has no governance,
yeah,
no taxes, none of that. And it's a thorn in the side of the Chinese and of India that, you know, they can't tax these people. And they can't because they're nomadic, and so like they can't control them. And it is actually there's a book about it called The Art of Not Being Governed, came out in 2009, and it is a genuine anarchist society, and it's working out pretty darn well.
The problem is that oftentimes, this is the way it often is with the nomadic,
yeah,
types, is you can't really do anything with them. You can't count them. They're not.
No, right.
They won't get a birth certificate.
Right.
You know, they just keep on. You know, who are these people?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But
you know, I mean, I tell you, when we get asked, this gets leveled at libertarian types all time. Why don't you just move? I mean, myself, I'll admit, this even recently, it's getting about to the point where I'm like, yeah, you know what? I despise American government action so much and American culture so much. Fine, I'll go.
But you where do you go?
Mean? Well, right. No, there may
That's
not be anywhere better, but the disgust may build up just so much. you know, for a person that maybe they will. And, like, you know, it's so unfortunate that people aren't like, well, you know, why don't we talk about this? Instead, they just want to say, no, get out. And that almost makes America even less appealing, I got to admit, sometimes. But thankfully, the Free State Project's here.
I find, you know, I find the United States to be appealing in some places and some places to be just horrendous.
Yeah, you know, it's really different in New Hampshire compared to, like, if you go to New York City.
Yeah.
Like, you really feel the state a lot more there, I have to say.
No, there's certainly a lot more of it there. I mean, that's absolutely the truth.
Yeah, well, I mean, pretty much anywhere else.
Yeah, I find this a befuddling thing, and I really don't understand. I do like the idea of seasteading, mm-hmm. where
sure.
people can essentially take, you know, either a cruise ship or, you know, build some kind of society on the water. I think a cruise ship basically is a floating city. So if somebody in the Liberty Movement got enough money up to buy a cruise ship and said,
what's
yeah.
the status on that, though? Wasn't there going to be the Blue Seed ship off yeah. the coast of San Francisco?
It's a funding issue, and it's just not going anywhere.
Yeah, and that's too bad. Yeah. And what about the Honduras Free Cities thing? That's in progress.
It's in progress, but these things take a while.
Yeah, and as I
don't trust anything on the land, frankly. It's not that I wouldn't be interested in it, but I just don't trust it on the land once you get it built. That's, you know, once it's built on the land, then the robber barons come in and they do whatever they do. And it's, you know, I like the idea. I'm with him. I want to try it. You know, the Free State Project is built on the land, too. But I'm thinking that these cruise ships are probably the way to go. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, like the Honduras thing, supposedly that's going to be a very decentralized situation where it's even like the governance is being done almost via software. Is kind of the
That's
idea that I've gotten, which or that I've heard. Don't quote me on that, but that's the idea I've been given, and I think that's a fascinating thing to at least get tried. Like, at least they're attempting it. Now, yeah, I mean, go ahead.
When you have small city-states, you have, you know, oftentimes governance isn't going to be bad because the city-state, it's like a hotel. Mm-hmm. Look, there's centralized bureaucracy in a hotel. They've got their rules, and you operate by their rules. But if you don't like it, you leave. You just pick up and go to the next hotel. So if governments are small enough where you can do this and it's not so difficult to cross these nation borders, because that's really what it seems to come down to, is it all comes down to how much guarding is there going on these given international borders.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's the state, U.S. State Department has tried very, very, very hard to make sure that other countries, you know, third worldy type countries, have apparatuses, the immigration apparatuses. And mm-hmm. it's, you know, they're locking down, basically turning into a tax kettle.
It's to keep you in. And they also spread the propaganda that Mexico is so dangerous, which isn't necessarily true. This is Free Talk Live. One more segment coming up, 855 450 free.
If you've got a 401k, IRA, or pension plan, I've got some really bad news for you. The IRS wants you to think these qualified plans are the best way to save for retirement. They give you a tax break when you contribute. Sounds good, right? Wrong. A qualified plan could be a tax disaster when you retire. With $17 trillion in debt, taxes are already going up. Imagine paying a top tax rate of 94% like the 1940s. There is a better way. It's an alternative the ultra-rich use that beats the pants off your IRA or 401k. It's been around for years. Your money grows tax-deferred, has no taxes in retirement, and no income taxes when you die. Plus, you can grow your money potentially double digits with no risk of losing money when the market crashes. If the market tanks like 2008, you lose nothing. Call 800-488-1677 now to get a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. Just cover shipping and handling. The next 37 callers get a free trial to the Millionaire Black Box. 1-800-488-1677. Call 1-800-488-1677. 1-800-488-1677.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show, and we are kicking off the last segment of tonight's program. But never fear, there's still time to get your calls in if you make them at 855-450-3733. That is our Pro XPN toll-free call-in line, or on Skype at lrn.fm. And tonight, it's me, Stephanie, with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
All right. And now, Brian, you had something about how the poor aren't paying their fair share of taxes.
Oh,
what
boy.
Is this about?
Yeah, you know, but before I do, I'm kind of shocked we haven't gotten any Easter calls. I noticed that too.
I
would have seen that coming.
I would
You're
have
just
kind of
so
forgotten.
Ready to take on a Christian on Easter.
Yeah, well,
you
let them have their day.
Not even non-Christians, but like now there's a bunch of, well, and never mind. I'm not even going there.
Well, yeah, I guess I sort of, that was in the back of my mind too, although I could have just forgotten that today is Easter. It's just another day to me.
Yeah, that could very well be.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a child, holidays take on a different meaning. Whatever I think about Easter and the fact that I'm a Quaker and we don't celebrate holidays doesn't really have anything to do with my son wanting to have a chocolate bunny. And, so there you go.
Well, he believes that the Easter bunny has chocolate poo, isn't that right?
Exactly right. What else would a Hershey Kiss be?
Yeah, where do they come from? It makes perfect sense.
Well, we're talking about poo, the New American.
Yeah. Good segue there.
TheNewAmerican.com. This is more of a blog post, essentially a write-up, and this is done on April 14th, so just before tax day. And it's taxes. Are the poor paying their fair share? And the loud and persistent cry we hear from Democrats, liberals, and progressives is that the rich, quote-unquote, aren't paying their fair share, quote-unquote, of taxes. What they really mean is that the rich aren't paying their fair share of federal income taxes, since the poor are certainly paying Social Security tax of 6.2% and Medicare tax of 1.45% on every dollar of their income, as well as the state sales tax and federal excise taxes on things like alcohol and gasoline. Yet contrary to this claim, the IRS says that about half of Americans pay no income tax. Since that half is made up of the poor,
you know, what I can tell, it's actually lower than that, because there's only 144 million tax returns filed in 2009, and there were 310 million people. And then of those tax returns,
some of them are married.
Some of them are married, certainly. But of those tax returns, half of them had no tax burden.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying it's less than...
So what...
Some people just don't file. Right. When you say that they don't pay income tax, yeah, they don't pay. They file income tax forms and then don't pay.
Yeah, and there's a lot, like, that. If we are assuming some people are filing jointly because they're married, that means that everyone would have to be married in order for that scenario to work.
And obviously, that's not true.
Not everyone...
And not every married couple files jointly.
Right.
That's true.
So yeah, I would round it up to say 200. I'd say about a third of the U.S. population doesn't file a tax return at all. Mm-hmm. And if they don't file a tax return, they're clearly not paying income tax. So you can say a third plus a half.
Mm. Some taxes you can't get away from, though, like you were saying, Brian, that are built in. I mean,
yeah, taxes.
If you work for someone else, you're going to have wages like garnished. Right.
Yeah, the Medicare tax is getting paid.
Gas taxes. If you buy stuff, there's often taxes really built.
Sure.
Those things
poor people are playing lottery at a disproportionate level than rich people, too.
That's sure. The math tax. Yeah.
Just the math tax. People that don't know how to do math playing this a great deal.
Yeah, and you talked about cigarette and alcohol taxes, sure.
Yeah, so I mean, I thought it was an interesting perspective that, sure, there's plenty of people that aren't paying taxes at all, and they're not the rich, because the rich would be getting hounded by the IRS. Mm. I think it's really just kind of a jab at Democrats. I think that's the whole point of this.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous.
Because personally, I think it's great that there are people that aren't paying taxes.
But most of the people that are not filing tax returns, probably the vast majority of people that are filing tax returns, don't have a tax burden at all.
Right.
I mean, you got to ask yourself. You don't
well,
have
what's a the threshold. It's like if you make under $10,000 a year, then you don't even have to file. Right?
It's my understanding. I am not a lawyer. I do not give legal advice. But I do. You know. I mean, what do you want a nun's tax return for?
Yeah.
She gave her life to Christ. She has no. I mean, the church.
She paid the ultimate price.
Right? The church owns the bare wooden stool she's sitting on. She has nothing. So what do you want to tax? How's she going to fill this out? You know, did you work this year? Yes. All hours I was awake were dedicated to the church. What'd you get paid? Nothing. You know, like, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of that. People that just don't make enough, they don't file.
Yeah. You know, we do have a call on the line, Brian. I think you may enjoy this one. Jim Bob is listening in Arizona. Hey, Jim Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind? Jim Bob.
Free Talk Radio. I called in to not wish you a happy Easter, Brian, because your girlfriend is utterly offensive bigot. And by the way, my mom paid.
And you're nothing less than that. Goodbye. You talk about bigots. Look, I have no interest in talking to anybody that thinks dropping nuclear bombs on anybody, I don't care what they've done, is a good idea. Sorry.
He's just a troll.
Yeah, serious troll. Serious troll and pathetic. Quite frankly, I mean, to somehow revel in the necessity of millions of people or hundreds of thousands or thousands, however many, doesn't matter, dying. Sorry. You know, let's see who's rude now. The guy that thinks that dropping bombs is okay, or the person that hangs up on the phone? Sorry, I'll take the person that hung up the phone. Wow.
I was really hoping, again, I got fooled by the entertaining sounding name.
Well, he's, on Free Talk Live, anybody can call in, and,
have a one call per night policy, though.
Yeah, he broke that.
Yeah.
Well, he probably didn't feel like his call was completed.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
Poor guy. Anyway, so speaking of poor, tell me about the rest of this piece.
Well, I mean, it just goes down a bunch of numbers, but I think Mark's point in that this is like inaccurate at its face, you know, really, really hammers a lot of them. But I can go to the end, you know, to kind of get the wrap up. Because, let's see, the solution to this disparity is not to make the poor pay their fair share. The solution is to substantially reduce the tax burden of those who are paying the taxes now. Now, I don't mind that solution, but, you know, again, this whole thing, the whole write-up is just a huge jab.
Do you think it, so is it like satirical? Is it a joke?
Yeah, I think it's meant to be somewhat satirical. It's meant to like call out a contradiction on the Democrats. And I agree, the Democrats do sit in contradiction,
mm-hmm.
you know, in this case. And like no, you know, legislation doesn't help anybody in the end. It never does. It doesn't help the poor. It doesn't help anyone.
Oftentimes what they want from taxes for the poor is the intention of that they have a stake in their governance. But the governance is so inefficient that how can you ever have a stake in it? You know, I mean, it's essentially how much are you victimized by this organization? And the poor, when they have, you know, they miss 30% of their income a lot more than the rich miss 30% of their income. You know, for them, it's how nice of a car do you get to buy, or how much longer, you know, where do you get to go on vacation? For the poor people, it's what quality of food are they eating, and, you know, what quality of the neighborhood are they living in? And that's undesirable. I think the best way to create a you know, a sense of stake is to set up a system where people are rewarded for productive behavior, and that isn't the system that we have.
Yeah.
You know, rich and poor, corporation to individual, people are rewarded for all kinds of behaviors that aren't productive, and that's a real problem.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, and this, like, this bickering back and forth, you know, of like, well, this person should be taxed, that should be taxed.
Well, really, everybody just always thinks the other person isn't paying enough taxes.
No, that's yeah. right. That's
well, and the government thinks that nobody is paying enough taxes.
Right.
Need more. yeah.
There's $17 trillion in debt, and how can they ever get out of that? How is it possible that my son was born 6 years ago and has a tax burden of, like, you know, I mean, potentially when you amortize it all the way out, hundreds of thousands of dollars, but certainly tens of thousands of dollars he owes the federal government. I mean, he can't spell his entire name out.
I don't know. You accept that that's legitimate, but yeah, how could that possibly be legitimate?
See, everybody, I mean, you know, people, American society functions as though that's legitimate.
Right.
One of the disturbing things that this article does bring up is how there is an incentive to have children. And that's disconcerting.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, that talk about a contradiction, because so many people, especially in the liberty movement, will claim the Democrats are trying to depopulate, you know, society and the planet. You know what I mean? And but then
because
like
of environmentalism,
right? But then they're incentivizing like they'll come right out and say, look, the Earth has too many people. But then they're incentivizing people to have children. I mean, I'll agree. That's
the Republicans.
Not a contradiction.
So that's the Republicans slipped in things like earned income tax credit and
okay, that comes from the
stuff.
Republican side?
I believe that to be entirely
okay.
the case.
Okay.
Because, you know, they just want welfare in the way they want it.
Yeah.
So, you know, to get welfare, you're going to have to file the tax return and have some kids.
Mm. Yeah, I'd like to not do that.
Yeah.
It's been Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Visit our website at freetalklive.com. There's a Free Talk Live 7 nights a week, so tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll be back. See you later.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
Hey, everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.